That means we can have a look at the weather. And Pat, of course, is taking the day off, recovering from his weekend of filming and everything like that. So it's Dan Henry once again in the Weather Center. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Do we have contact, sir?
We have contact. It took, you know, for Skype to come up, first of all, I got the dreaded updating screen. And then after the updating screen, it took forever for it to cycle through. So, but I'm glad that I've made contact with you.
It's always nerve-wracking when you're trying to go on the air and the program is not cooperating.
Well, you know, at 69, I really don't give a damn anymore. You know, if it doesn't work, in my younger days, I'd go crazy. I'd be upset. But now, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I move on. I contact, like, if we didn't get a hold, I contact you, let you know what happens, and move on. There's certain things that are that come with age that truly are fantastic. That's one of them. If things go wrong, okay, let's move on. We'll see what happens. Well, when you talk about going wrong, internationally, the weather is just crazy with what's going on. I mean, you've got that big storm that hit Alaska. You've got the hurricane, Puerto Rico. I mean, you've got all these incredible weather stories.
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely keeping our thoughts with our countrymen in Puerto Rico, countrymen and women down there. They just got 12 to 18 inches of rain in less than a day, and some very hilly areas that don't have a lot of protection. With trees and all that. So a lot of flash flooding issues, power out to the whole island. Definitely, even though it's only a category one hurricane, just shows powerful impacts from even a relatively compact and, you know, supposedly fairly weak storm, but still a category one hurricane has so much energy. The warm waters of the Caribbean and the southern Atlantic definitely helping to fuel Fiona. Moving over the Dominican Republic right now, so basically over the eastern tip of that island, and a hurricane warning in effect there. The southeastern Bahamas are probably going to get tagged next as the storm moves fairly slowly off to the north and west, so still watching for some flooding concerns there. But the storm is going to recurve out to sea. We are quite confident in that, and by we, I mean, you know, meteorologists in general, because pretty strong cold front will sweep across New England for the first day of fall, and that's actually going to bring the chance of some frost to parts of this listing area by the time we get to the first morning of fall on Friday.
Probably the valley areas would be the ones that would be affected if they're going to get any frost.
Yeah, and I did misspeak slightly. It would be Friday night, Saturday morning. The front will move through on Thursday night. But then the really cold push of air, I think the coldest morning will be on Friday night, Saturday morning. And yeah, it'll be patchy frost. That's the current thinking. I'm right now, if you had to pin me down to a temperature range, upper 30s, low 40s. On Friday night, Saturday morning. So isolated, patchy frost, yeah.
Still a warning for those people who have the more gentle and fragile plants out there to protect them. Probably a warning that this weekend, okay, folks, you know, time to set up the wintertime thing with your plants. Bring them in, just so if you're the type, like I've got two big, beautiful, I don't even know what they are. I've had them for years. When I got them, they were 3.5 feet tall. Now they're almost 9 feet tall. I have to bring them out and in, and it sounds to me like I'll just be safe and I'll bring them in today or tomorrow. So, because I don't want any damage to happen to them. They've made it this long, and I'm not a person with a green thumb, so they've made it this long. So, let's go day by day what this week looks like.
Yeah, sure. That's not the only thing I'm watching. Actually, the chance for some locally strong storms here today. So we've been talking a lot about other places and in the future, but today, this afternoon, especially in the late afternoon, there's going to be a push of energy moving in from the west, not related to the front later on this week, and we will be expecting some locally strong storms, especially the farther you get away from, let's say, the coast, the better chance that there could be just enough spin to produce some locally strong winds wind gusts that could be up in the 45 to 55 mile per hour range. So a marginal risk of damaging straight line winds for, let's say, the western half or western part of the listening area. And that'll be later on this afternoon after 3 o'clock, and towards sunset will be when that little front moves through. Before that, though, warm, near 80 this afternoon, and increasing cloud cover. You'll see the difference. You'll be able to see the front moving in. Tonight, though, no big push of cool air, near 60 overnight, so that's still about 10 degrees above normal. Scattered downpours early, lingering, dragging their feet just a little bit, then clearing out after about 9, 10 o'clock. Tuesday, clouds and sun, a brief shower possible, upper 70s Tuesday night, partly cloudy, and more seasonably cool, mid-50s. Wednesday, a pretty nice last full day of summer with some early sunshine. Then that front that I'm talking about starts to move in later on, especially toward the evening after sunset and overnight. Some unsettled weather Wednesday into Thursday. Thursday, a really big difference. Overcast skies, I think, for most of the day, it looks like at this point. And then it'll get rain early and then clearing out with a really big push of air from the north and west. And it'll feel much different on the backside of that.
All right. Daytime temperatures on Thursday and Friday in the 50s?
Not quite. I still think we might hit 70.
Okay.
On Thursday. But then you're not far off. Friday, I think low 60s, I would say, is my best guess for a high this far out. Probably low to mid 60s.
Wow, that's a drastic change. Well, anyways, did you watch any sports yesterday?
I did. I always gotta watch a little bit of football here and there. A little bit of Michigan football. That's Michigan originally.
Michigan.
And then I was actually at a football game. I was at the Florida Gators football game on Saturday night in Gainesville.
Oh, well, that's always a great place to go to watch football.
It's amazing I have my voice and that you can even hear me. I don't sound like a squeaking, because I was in the 11th row. It was a great experience, except for the fact that we almost lost to USF, which is a little embarrassing for us around here. We like to think we're the best at football all the time. But
Well, if you're a Michigan fan, for some reason, well, Connecticut decided that they're going to play Michigan in football this week. Why? Because the Connecticut's guaranteed $1.5 to $2 million payout. Michigan pays Connecticut to be on their schedule. So the UConn Huskies went to Michigan and were thoroughly destroyed. It was like 60 to nothing.
I did see that, and I wasn't necessarily going to bring it up.
Oh, it was an old-fashioned ass-kicking. It just was. But, the college made $1.5 million.
For sure. I mean, gotta pay somebody to come to town to the big house.
That's
and, it's not a nice place to play, so they got to pay well.
No, and lots of good games yesterday in the NFL that all I loved seeing Tom Brady get upset. Finally get a win over New Orleans, and a lot of close games that came down to the last second yesterday. A fun day if you're an NFL fan to watch yesterday.
Yeah, and then I did watch at the end the Packers getting it done against the Bears. That was a little bit of a rebound. I think a lot of people thought the Packers might be better this year, but they lost week one. So
well, they lost week one last year too, and it's just Aaron Rodgers will get you. Aaron Rodgers will get you 10 wins a year by himself anyway. So
guy's amazing.
They might not win the title every year, but you know you're going to get at least 10 wins every year when you got Aaron Rodgers on your team. All right, well, let's recap the forecast.
Sure thing. Today, we'll see those clouds increasing to the west with afternoon showers and locally strong storms possible after 4 o'clock, near 80 for a high before that. Tonight, scattered downpours linger early, then clearing out as we head toward Tuesday morning, near 60 overnight. Tuesday, clouds and sun with a brief shower possible here and there, upper 70s for a high. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and seasonably cool, mid-50s. Wednesday, early sunshine with late day showers and a storm expected Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday, overcast with rain early, then clearing and much cooler for Thursday night with temperatures in the 60s on Friday afternoon.
All right. And we still have you with one more Monday coming up next week, right?
Yeah, you're not getting rid of me that easy. I think you actually have me for a couple more Mondays.
So, that's good. No, it's a nice little break, and it's good to hear your voice. And and Pat needs the day off. You know, he's getting up there in age. You know, he needs that recap day.
He does, and he deserves it. And I'm happy to be here, and I appreciate you having me.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you next Monday. All right.
Sounds good.
Take care.
Look forward to it.
All right. Bye bye. That is a look at our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio on WHTD with Dan Henry in for Pat Pagano.